This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Remote management's real problem is communication. The question every remote manager gets wrong. What happened? Companies in 2025 are still wrestling with how to manage employees they never see in person. HR teams are rolling out new strategies to address the persistent gaps in performance, accountability, and team cohesion that come with distributed work. The challenge is real, but most organizations are solving the wrong problem entirely. The communication angle. Here is the question that actually matters. Are your remote employees underperforming, or are you undercommunicating? Most managers blame distance. They invest in productivity software, tracking tools, and elaborate check-in schedules. None of it works long-term, because the root problem is not geography. It is ambiguity. When people cannot read the room, catch a hallway conversation, or gauge their boss's mood from across an open floor plan, they need something to replace all of that invisible information. They need language. Precise, deliberate, consistent language. The managers who succeed with remote teams are not the ones who schedule the most meetings. They're the ones who say exactly what they mean every single time. They open a Monday message with a clear priority, not a motivational quote. They close a project debrief with a named owner and a specific deadline, not a vague let's circle back. They give feedback in writing so there's no room for misinterpretation. Clarity is not just a courtesy in remote work. It is the entire infrastructure. Here is where most HR strategists fail. They treat remote communication as a culture problem. They push virtual happy hours and online team building exercises. Those things are not harmful, but they are decorative. The real fix is structural. Managers need to be trained to front-load information. Every message should answer three questions before the reader has to ask them. What do I need to know? What do I need to do? When does it need to be done? If your communication does not answer all three, you have created a gap. And gaps in remote work become silence. And silence becomes disengagement. The second failure is confusing frequency with quality. Sending more Slack messages does not mean you are communicating more. It often means you are communicating less, just with more noise around it. One well-constructed message that establishes context, states expectations, and invites a specific response is worth 10 quick pings that leave people guessing. Remote managers need to slow down and write with intention, because their words are doing work that a facial expression or a tone of voice used to handle. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and say it right every time. The chapter on structured messaging gives you a framework for building what I call self-contained communication. Messages carry everything the reader needs without requiring a follow-up. In remote work, that skill is not optional. It is the job. The takeaway. Before you send your next team update, whether it is an email, a Slack message, or a recorded video, write these three words at the top of a scratch pad. No, do, by when. Then write your message. Before you hit send, check it against those three words. If your message does not answer all three, write it until it does. That single habit will close more communication gaps than any HR platform on the market. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use. Whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.